The sun is beginning to set over the horizon. If we're out any longer, there's a decent chance that we might get caught out. I think we should set up camp here. I'm fully aware that we did not make as much progress as I would have liked. You don't have to rub it in, boy. But still, even if we did not get as far as I wanted, we should still reach the kingdom by the end of tomorrow. Perhaps just a little later than expected. I'll leave you to set up the tent while I go hunt us something to eat. You can do that, can't you? Good. Then, go on. I am exhausted. Come. Take my armor off, Squire. I am experiencing quite a bit of fatigue, so I will require you to give me a full body massage. What's with the hesitation, boy? Is something the matter? You are my squire. It is your job to attend to my physical needs. Surely you are able to. Immodest? No, I do not view it as any such thing. We are both adults. Surely it is nothing you haven't seen before. Spare me the warning. I gave you a task, boy, and you are to complete it. Do you understand? Good. Now then, I'm going to lean back against the stall, and I want you to assume a position behind me. Yes, like that. You shall start by massaging my shoulder. Gently taking the skin in your arms. Yes, like that. There you go. That's it. There you are. Oh, yes, like that. You have adept hands, Squire. More so than I thought they would be. Now, onto my back. As you feel against the muscled form, I want you to keep an eye out for knots. Particularly in my upper back, just below my shoulders, right behind where my breasts would be. Surely you've noticed that I'm quite well endowed. So I carry a lot of tension in my upper back and in my shoulders. Not to mention, I do lug around a big shield most of the time. Oh, please. Don't act so ignorant. You're a warm-blooded male. I've seen you staring. It's hard not to notice when you are the only male in my company. I know you stare at me. And I know you're probably thinking filthy, lustful thoughts. You're not denying it. I knew I had you figured out, boy. Keep striking. Just like that. Oh, yeah. That feels amazing. So much tension. Being whisked away by your hand. No. I think you should move to the front. Stop at my breast. Yes, that's it. There you go. Oh. Really massage them. Get a full handful. I know you've probably been waiting for an opportunity like this for a while anyway. So savor it while you can, my dear squire. Such a naughty thing, aren't you? Are you getting excited? Well, then perhaps I should make this easier for you. Move your hands to my abs, boy. You can continue your work there until you've calmed down. Yes. That's it. Focus on the sore spot. Now this is very interesting. Your breathing pattern has changed. Did you notice? And if I were to look between your legs, spread your legs, boy. Yeah. Just as I suspected. You are rock hard. Maybe even harder than you were when you were touching my breasts. Are you excited by my muscled form, boy? I asked you a question. I said, does my muscled form excite you, boy? Oh, you're pathetic. You're so slutty, you know that. Getting off to my abs, such a pervert. Kneel, boy. Get between my legs. I want you to massage my thighs. Yes, like that. There you go. I can feel your hard cock against my shin as you try to reach the deeper spots in my thigh. It's cute. You really can't help yourself, can you? You're like a mutt. A desperate, slutty pup. Do you want to hump my leg like the dog you are? I believe I asked you a question. Do you want to hump my leg like the little slut you are? No, no. We're beyond that now. You don't get to just say yes. You either say, yes, my mistress, yes, my lady, or yes, mommy. Do you understand? Why, mommy? Well, because it's evident to me that a boy like you needs some guidance. You need to be taught how not to be so pathetic. You need to be taught discipline and manners. You need a guiding hand. So I think mommy is fitting, do you not? Good. I'm glad we're in agreement. Then, like I said, yes, mistress. Yes, my lady. Or yes, mommy. Back to the original question. Do you want to hump my leg? How cute. How desperate. All right. Go on then. There you are. Oh. Look at here. Look at how fast you're humping. Slow down, boy. I want you to save this. Oh, you're such a pathetic little humper. Such a pathetic whelp. You can hardly help yourself, can you? No, you are so desperate. So desperate and pathetic. Here. Place your head between my thighs. I've given you an order, boy. Place your head between my thighs. Do you like how my thighs are squeezing against your skull? You are completely locked in. Oh, look at how your cock is now leaking pre-cum. You like being trapped in my muscled form, don't you? Don't even try to deny it, Wilp. There's no point. I see you for what you are. And what you are is a desperate little slut in need of discipline, in need of guidance, in need of a strong woman to take care of him. So pathetic. But I think it's a little unfair for you to have all the fun. Yes. I think you should service me. Take your tongue and place it between my legs. I want you to lick my pussy. Have you ever done this before? God. Then I suspect you won't need too much guidance. Go on. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, lap at Mommy's pussy while you rub against her leg. You're so cute. That's it, yes. Yes, keep using your tongue like that. You're more skilled than I thought you'd be. Not bad for a while. Keep going. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, keep going. Oh, you dirty, dirty boy. Start stroking your cock. Oh, yes, good boy. Good boy, good boy, good boy. You can go a little faster than you were against my leg. Yes, that's it. Just like that. Just like that. You feel so good. Yes, that's it. Good boy. Good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. Ah, yes. That's it. That's it. Keep pumping my leg. Yes. I feel close. Do you want to come? You want to come from humping Mommy's leg, huh? I feel you. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Faster. Faster. Oh, yes. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, that was divine. You felt so amazing with your tongue wrapped around my pussy. Now then, are you ready to fuck? No. Why the wide eyes, my dear? Surely you can't be satisfied after just one little orgasm. No. I've got far more in store for you, baby. You ready? What do you mean you don't think you can get hard again? Surely. Don't you want to be a good boy for Mommy? You're my squire. You live to make me feel good. So I think you very well can get hard again. You don't want to let me down, do you? Then how about I give you a helping hand? Usually, I would require that you do this yourself. But I think, because you've been a very good boy, I'll help you out just this once. I'm going to take your cock in my mouth because you are my fuck toy. And you will be able to go as long and as hard
and as many times as I want you to. All I have to do is get you going fast. Like that. I can feel your cock opening to get hard in my mouth. Oh, and look at that. You're hard again already. Such an eager boy, aren't you? So needy for muscle mummies to take care of you, to put you in your rightful place beneath them. Lie back, boy. I'm going to fuck you now. Are you ready? You like that? Do you like this position? Keep your eyes on my ass. Look at how it bounces. Look at how well sculpted, well defined, how large it is. And look at my strong, rippling back muscles. Imagine your big, pathetic load shot up mummy's back. Your cum seeping beneath the ridges. I look at my shoulders and my arms. Look at how strong they are. So big and defined. They could probably pick you up and split you in half. You're so weak compared to me. And that turns you on, doesn't it? You're such a pathetic excuse for a squire. You make such a good fuck toy for mommy. Oh, good boy, good boy, good slut, good boy. I'm gonna turn around now. You like that? Oh, you can see me above you, just pounding you with my cunt. Oh, you can look at my abs from this view and my heaving, bouncing tits. If you had it your way, boy, where would you want to come? On my face, on my breasts, on my abs, on my thighs. Chase your eyes at them. Look at them as I fuck you. That's it. Good boy, good boy, good boy. There you are, that's it, that's it. Good boy, good boy. Oh, you're such a slut. Such a good slut. There you go. Naughty, naughty, dirty. Thanks, you good boy, good boy. There you are, there you are. I love using you like that. Oh, I love using you. I love using you as my pathetic little pet. Oh, what if I were to grab these cute legs of yours? I press them against you. Look at you, you're being thoroughly mated. Like a dominant, muscular woman. And you love it, don't you? You're not being dominated by a muscular goddess of a woman. Yeah, that's it. You're such a good boy for mommy. Such a good slut. Look at me. Look at me as I take you. Look at me as I claim you, boy. I want you to look at the woman who is ravishing you. That's it. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Fuck. I feel myself getting close. And judging by that look on your face, you're close too. You can't stop moaning either. Oh, such a good pet. You wanna come? Huh? Oh, you wanna come? Then worship me. Worship me. I want you to worship every part of my body. Tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you love me. Fucking you. That's it. That's it. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. Then I want you to support your big fucking load inside of me. I want all of that hot boy cum inside of my cunt. Do you understand me, boy? Good pet. Good slut. Good boy. No, that's it. Come on. Come on. Take it. Take it. Take it. Now come. Come for me. Come for me now. Oh, keep looking at me as you film me. I want you to look at me. You did quite well. I know that was very intense, but you did a good job. Come here. Turn over onto your side. Let me spoon you. You really were such a good boy for me. I apologize if that was too harsh. I do think that you're a very good squire. And I don't think you're that pathetic. It's just, well, heat of the moment talk. Come here. You were a very good boy, and you did a very, very good job. I think, should you be so inclined, that we should do something like that again. Well, only if you wish to, but I think benefit us both. And after all, as I said before, you are my squire. It is your job to take care of my physical needs. So. Oh. Agreed. I look forward to spending more time with you, my very